I chose you from the world to go and bear fruit that will last, says the Lord.
Alleluia, 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 alleluia.
The Lord be with you.
And with your
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Glory to you, O Lord. The Lord Jesus appointed 72 disciples whom he sent ahead of him in pairs to every town and place he intended to visit. He said to them, "The harvest is abundant, but the laborers are few. So ask the master of the harvest to send out laborers for his harvest. Go on your way. Behold, I am sending you like lambs among wolves. Carry no money bag, no sack, no sandals, and greet no one along the way. Into whatever house you enter, first say, 'Peace to this household.' If a peaceful person lives there, your peace will rest on him. If not, it will return to you. Stay in the same house and eat and drink what is offered to you, for the laborer deserves his payment. Do not move about from one house to another. Whatever town you enter and they welcome you, eat what is set before you, cure the sick in it, and say to them, 'The kingdom of God is at hand for you.'" The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Please be seated. Let me ask you a little riddle this morning. What are the only man-made things in heaven? What are the only man-made things in heaven? At first blush, you may think that great human achievements will be in heaven, like Leonardo da Vinci's painting of the Mona Lisa. Surely that'll make it to heaven. Or a musical masterpiece like Mozart's Requiem Mass, that will be sung in heaven. Or at least Michael Jordan's retired Chicago Bulls jersey with number 23 on it. Surely that must be in heaven. But none of these things will be in heaven, because they would only shine as brightly as a candle does next to the blazing sun. It would be useless. They will have no home in heaven, these human achievements. Rather, the only man-made thing in heaven will be the five wounds of Jesus Christ. His two pierced hands, his two pierced feet, and his pierced side. The only human contribution to the glory of heaven will be how we crucified Christ. But besides Jesus' wounds, our own wounds will also be in heaven. That is how we suffered for Christ and how we suffered for one another. Those wounds will also be man-made and be in heaven. Let me tell you about the wounds of the French Jesuit missionaries called the North American Martyrs. This is actually tomorrow's feast day, October 19th, but I wanted to share it with you today, with all due respect to St. Luke, because I think it's worth knowing a little bit about their story. Who were the North American martyrs? Well, in the years 1640s, so that would be which century? The 17th century, the 1640s. Jesuit priests from France came over to the New World, to the area around Ontario, Canada, and what would be the state of New York, to evangelize the Iroquois Indians. These priests' names were Fathers René Goupil, Isaac Jogues, Jean de Lalande, Antoine Daniel, Jean de Brébeuf, Noël Chabanol, Charles Garnier, and Gabriel Lalemon. Like my French accent? Some Iroquois were happy to have the Jesuits, while other Iroquois hated the Jesuits. And the latter, those who hated the Jesuits, tortured and killed them in very unique and exquisite ways. The Jesuits explained that priests, back in those days, can only say Mass and touch the body of Christ, the bread, with their thumb and their forefinger. These two digits on the human hand are called canonical digits back in the day. So to torture them, what did the Iroquois do? They cut off those four fingers of those Jesuit French priests. The Iroquois thought, now let's see you say Mass, priest dude. They didn't have the fingers they needed to touch the bread. But did that stop the missionaries? Not at all. They returned back to Rome and asked the Pope's permission to celebrate Mass with their remaining six fingers. They came back to the Iroquois in the New World saying, hey guys, we're back. Did you miss us? Now we can say Mass with these fingers. So what did the Iroquois do then? They killed them. The Jesuit missionaries' wounds are also in heaven. When you get to heaven, you see a bunch of French guys walking around with six fingers. You'll know who they are. The North American martyrs. What are the only man-made things in heaven? They are the wounds of Jesus, and they are our wounds that we suffer for Christ and for one another. Boys and girls, will you have any wounds when you get to heaven? Like soldiers who return from a war talk about the scars that they earned at war, like at the invasion of Normandy or at the Battle of the Bulge. So in heaven, we will share the stories of the scars, the war wounds we won on earth. Let me give you some examples to be more specific. Our football players have some war wounds lately. We got a long list of injured reserve players. Ben Forsgren got a concussion. Maybe it knocked a little sense into him finally. Ryan Little was carted off the practice field yesterday in an ambulance. Gunnar Didion made a great tackle last Thursday, but was sidelined because he was seeing stars after the tackle. Danny Quintana got the game ball. These boys are willing to suffer for each other, and in a small way are learning how to suffer for Christ. Sometimes the war wounds we receive are invisible because they are inflicted on our hearts and you can't see them so well. When people speak hurtfully about you, when they leave you out of activities, when they spread gossip about you and you don't retaliate, but you suffer in silence. Those are deep wounds. They hurt a lot worse than a concussion. Maybe you tried your best in a subject or in a sport and you didn't do as well as you wanted. That leaves a feeling of failure and frustration. Well, lick your wounds like the French Jesuits did and come back and do it again and try even harder next time saying, hey guys, I'm back. Did you miss me? Don't let your wounds stop you from trying again and again. Maybe your heart has been broken into 1,000 pieces because you've been rejected by someone you had a crush on. That too leaves a wound we will always remember. Maybe even remember in heaven. Because those will be the only man-made things in heaven. Boys and girls, when a football team gathers in the locker room after a game, do you know the one thing that no player wants to have? Do you know the one thing no player wants to have after a football game? It's a clean jersey. A clean jersey. Why? Well, because a dirty jersey, especially one that has a little blood on it, will be what you talk about in the locker room. And that may also be what we talk about in heaven. The only man-made things in heaven. Praised be Jesus Christ.